This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday. Pretty good weekend, I'd say. NDSU Bison bring home their eighth national championship. Happy to be driving by the state capitol. You saw number eight there. Todd, you catch that driving by? Eight?
I wasn't around, so I couldn't, but I saw the pictures, though.
Early this morning, you could have seen it.
Yeah, except I was busy driving in morning traffic, trying not to get hit.
Right, yeah. All right. Well, if it were me, I would drive by just to see that. That's kind of cool. Number eight on the state capitol. Good idea there, Governor Burgum. That was fun, and it was. You know, I mean, a good game, a little scary right to the end. You kind of, you know, a little thrill to it and everything else. Now the Vikings, not so much. Dexter says, the Minnesota Vikings, what can you say about them? Over the past 50 years, there have been different players, different coaches, different owners, even different stadiums. But the results are always the same.
They did exactly the same thing in the playoffs they did all season. They either play fantastic or they play atrocious. And we got one of each in the playoffs.
The Vikings always lose the big, important game. Take the games of the 49ers, for example. Over the past 50 years, the Vikings must have played the 49ers about six times in the playoffs. And to my memory, the Vikings have lost every one of those games.
How about those Chiefs? Huh?
It's got to be great to be a Chiefs fan today, huh? Wow.
At some point, the law of averages should kick in. The Vikings should have won at least one or two games in that time period. I can't argue with anything that listeners say,
the Vikings have won just as many playoff games this season as the Packers have.
Yeah. There's that. Yeah. Anyway, Bison win, Vikings lose. That's the bad news. We have a winner that we're trying to get a hold of, but we might have written the number down wrong because we get a fast busy signal when we dial the number, right, Kev?
You get the fast busy signal. It goes right to busy. So,
but the score was 27-21, Bison.
That was his pick.
And, of course, the score actually was 28-20, but that's a two-point spread. We had fours. We had,
A couple threes.
But nobody right on, so I don't have to worry about a delivery of the MyPillow, but we'll get it to our lucky folks here that get a MyPillow. So way to go. Way to go.
Rick! Is it Frue? Frua?
I don't know. How do you spell Rick's last name?
F-R-U-E-H.
Okay.
Frua. Rick, you're the man.
You're the man. So we'll find out where Rick is at, and then we'll go there. We have a lot to do today on the program. The Academy Awards happened last night, so I have another contest. I know that, you know, there's a lot of disappointed folks out there. We got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guesses. Hundreds and hundreds of guesses. Whew. With predictions for the Bison. Unbelievable. So I know you like the contest. So we'll do it again. And how about another MyPillow? It's just hard not to go out to MyPillows because they're so... Todd has a whole box full in his office and he takes a little nap on them every now and then.
There you go.
And so they were trying to find it
while I was gone too. They kept texting me, "Where's that box of my pillows? I want one."
Yeah, they wanted.
I'm not telling you.
Yeah, they wanted in on that deal. Anyway, so here's the question: what should have been on the list of Academy Award winners? There's only two shows I've heard of: 1917 and what was the other one? Little Women.
Little Women.
Yeah, Little Women.
Yep.
Those are the only two I'd even heard of. I haven't seen either one of them. And it's pretty much a trend that's lasted now, I think, about 20 years. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I think Shawshank Redemption was the last movie I actually loved, my favorite movie ever. And so you can do this. You can send us your favorite movie ever. Number one on your list. favorite movie ever. It was Slapshot. I've seen that approximately 125 times, I think. Yeah.
Oh, or Caddyshack. Yeah.
Wake up, numb nuts! Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Fashion shows.
Or send me what should have been on the list this year. I'm thinking what should have been on the list this year is Richard Jewell, for one. Because that was a movie that really took to task, you know, shady government actions, FBI leaking Richard Jewell's names, and the media treatment of this guy. What a good show. He's a victim. Richard Jewell is a victim. Isn't that what, you know, Hollywood's all about celebrating and the Academy and all that? Yeah, I don't know. Or Safe Spaces. That could go there, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Safe Spaces. That triggers some folks. So just let me know. If you text us, 701-367-2054, and we'll pick a winner before the end of the show. All right? It's our Academy Award contest today. What should have been on the list this year, or what's your favorite movie ever? You can tell me that. You can call with it, too, if you want to. You're more than welcome to do that. We love your calls at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. On the week ahead docket here, big deal happening on Wednesday at the White House, Washington, D.C. The U.S.-China trade agreement is going to be signed. That's right. Darrell Lease of the North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to be there. We're going to talk with Darrell this morning about that. There's a press release out saying he's honored to have been invited to join President Trump and phase one of the U.S.-China trade agreement and represent the great farmers and ranchers of North Dakota. That's pretty cool. And according to the White House, the agreement requires structural reforms and other changes to China's economic and trade regime in the areas of intellectual property, technology transfer, agriculture, financial services, and currency and foreign exchange. We'll talk with Darrell a little bit more about that, but they're going to be buying. They're going to be buying the goods. I think there's 200 million or billion, is it? What's the number? Total in purchases of this of U.S. products, and about 50 of that plus is agriculture. So that'll be good. From Point of View with Chris Burr, KX4, 6:30. And then later on, West Dakota Fox every evening. Chris will be here to talk about the news of the day. Jason Bohr is going to be here. Jason represents the industry responsible for affordable, reliable energy, Lignite Energy Council. So he'll be here. And in the meantime, tell me what's on your mind. Did you see Nancy Pelosi on This Week with George Snuffleupagus yesterday? Did I say his name wrong?
I had a thing. Yeah.
You have a thing?
I missed it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you had a thing.
I had to clip my nails or something.
Yeah.
Forget. Something.
Flip your nails.
Had to get done, I'm sure.
I had to watch Slapshot for the 80th
time.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah,
right, you had a thing. Well, I took one for the team. I watched it, and we can analyze
sick today or?
That a little bit. We kind of found a little inconsistency on Nancy Pelosi. I know that'll make you. I know.
How could that have happened?
I don't know. But it actually is. It's here. It's real. And so I will do my best to break that down for you. Okay, here's how you join us. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 is my text number. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Questions, comments, and today, the Academy Award contest, the MyPillow going out the door. We'll pick randomly, I guess, the person that submits the answer to the question, what should have been on the Academy Award list today, and what's your favorite movie ever? Todd, you said Slapshot. I say Shawshank Redemption. Kevin, what do you say?
I got to go with The Godfather. I'm right up there with Shawshank with you, but for me, all time is The Godfather.
Slapshot's my favorite of all time. Yeah. It's kind of my favorite pet movie of the moment, I guess. But
all the ones that are nominated. I have seen The Irishman on Netflix. Long but good.
Is it?
I'll tell you that. Long but good.
All right. And what else? Well, just quickly, I'll tell you that we're going to be broadcasting live Wednesday at Hess in Minot. The Greater North Dakota Chamber CEO Roundtable on Workforce is happening there. So we're there. looking forward to that. We'll talk with some of the folks about that as well. That is, again, Wednesday on the program. And then we have the author, Brian Kilmeade is going to join us on the program this week. And also the author of a book called Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. A progressive, radical, explicitly running on the most anti-American concepts and policies any candidate has ever run on. Could be the President of the United States.
Well, they clearly are misinformed.
Inform yourself now about this race. Inform yourself now. How about Iran over the weekend? Wow. So yeah. The first quote-unquote protest we saw was over the funeral of General Soleimani, right? And this was where they took military people and put them in civilian clothes and faked the protest, burned a bunch of American flags. Then they are revealed for the liars that they are about downing this Ukrainian plane, and that is out in the open. And guess what? The real protests are happening now. And there's no burning of American flags. They're protesting Iran. Love
it. Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool.
In my I checked into the hotel in Frisco, Texas, over the weekend. Actually, most of the hotels are in Plano.
Yeah.
Because Frisco's just a tish north and doesn't have a ton of hotels right around there. But a lot of folks stay in Plano, and it is fun. It really is just a good time. There's so many folks around, and it's a thing. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just, great North Dakota camaraderie. So kind of fun. And anyway, the clerk called me Linus at the hotel.
Linus?
Yeah, I thought about leaving, but there's no hotels available anywhere else, so I had to, yeah. She was mocking the fact that I had my MyPillow in tow.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, wasn't Linus a blanket thing? I don't know why you're doing
it
that.
It was a blanket.
Yeah. But anyway.
When's the My Blanket coming out? And then he can just Photoshop that into Linus's hands.
I think we'd better give Mike Lundell that idea, Todd. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. My Pillow is a revolutionary product. It really is. Because the most important thing to your health is your sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is My Pillow. Whether that's the sheets. Buy one, get one, free shipping right now on the sheets. And they are Giza Dream Sheets. Just absolutely heavenly to slide into those sheets. Just smooth, right? And then, of course, there is the MyPillow and the mattress topper. It's all about getting you a better night's sleep. And now MyPillow towels as well. MyPillow.com. You've heard about it. You've seen it. You've read about it. It's been everywhere. It's owned by an unbelievable individual who is a full-throated, unafraid CEO supporter of Donald Trump, which I think is pretty cool, and also a strong believer and not afraid to talk about that either. So there in of itself, it's worth it. MyPillow.com, the radio listener special link, which you click on, then use the promo code Scott, okay? 800-506-9028 works as well. This texture reminded me of a photo I took on the plane coming home from Frisco. It is a post of a Facebook comment and says, someone commented the other day about all the corn still standing in the countryside. I went to Bismarck before the new year and there was more corn standing than harvested. I can assure you it's not because of a bunch of lazy farmers. It's been a strange year. Corn is real wet. Wet corn is a light test weight. Discounts on wet light corn are around 18% moisture, very high. As much as 50 cents a bushel. And in 30 cents trucking cost to haul to Richardson or other places that'll take wet corn, and 330 a bushel corn becomes 250 bushel corn pretty fast. Growing grain corn for about 20 years has taught us patience. Yields of 100 bushel or more are common today than 20 years ago. So say a $50 discount an acre times 100 acres adds up. 500 acres is some serious money. Rule number one in growing corn, you better own cows. Rule number two, you better own cows. And then the person that sent this to us had a little perspective. My brother hauled a load, and with the trucking and the discounts, he received $2.40 a bushel. So we're waiting until February or March. I have never seen this before, and I know we had a lot of chatter about this early on. In fact, we had Larry Richards, a friend of mine, come talk about it because he'd done it 8 or 9 times over the years and actually came out pretty good doing it. And so he wanted to sort of remind people that had never done it before that you can survive by leaving it in. And he actually came out a little bit ahead because of in fact, it was dried out and everything by the time they took it out. I mean, it's obviously still about timing come spring, but nonetheless, it's been done before. But as I was flying back from Frisco, I could not believe the amount of crop still in. And I think most of it was corn, maybe some soybeans. But, you know, so you have a very white. It's funny. We're in Nebraska, not a lick of snow, right? South Dakota, a little bit of snow. North Dakota, a lot of snow. And you can tell, you know, flying over the puffy stuff versus the just.
Right.
But so, I mean, a lot of snow, and you're looking out over the plains, and all of this. I'll post the pictures. I took some pictures because I thought they were. It was actually pretty, you know. It was kind of beautiful, but not pretty if it's your corn. And you'd rather be in the bin or at the elevator for, you know, $4 a bushel, right? But this year has been a tough one, no doubt about that. A good reminder of that. Thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. I got to play Nancy Pelosi because I said I would. First of all, Donald Trump never disappoints. Nancy Pelosi does a rare Sunday morning interview. She's doing it with George Stephanopoulos. And she was asked to respond to a tweet of Donald Trump's. I'll play this one first, Kev, okay? Mine, and then you have me up. And then we have another one as well. Here, so this is Stephanopoulos saying, hey, I got this tweet here. Hang on.
Just before we came on the air, President Trump, and literally 30 seconds before we came on the air, the President Trump sent out a tweet to me asking me to ask you a question. We're going to put it up on the screen right now. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but as you see there right there, he calls you Crazy Nancy.
Yeah, I'd have gone line by line through this. Here's what it said. George Stephanopoulos asked Crazy Nancy why she allowed Adam Shifty Schiff to totally make up my conversation with the Ukrainian president and read his false words to Congress and the world as though I said it. He got caught. Ask why the hearing was the most unfair and biased in history. Let's see how much of that he actually puts to her in the form of a question. He kind of brushes over it, but he doesn't actually say, you know, let's talk about this. Are you crazy, Nancy? Because you do say some really strange things. You know,
I would have said that.
Is that too much to ask? You know, what did you think when you heard Adam Schiff reading something that was completely made up in a hearing? Let's see if he answers.
Again, wants you to justify Adam Schiff's comments during the House hearings, and he says your hearings were unfair and biased. And this draws on, builds on what he did on Friday night. I want to show him on Friday night on Fox News.
She is now looking as though she is about to enjoy a root canal. That's what her face looks like right now. Just giving a little flavor to this. Here we go.
That might have been more preferable for her.
She is obsessed with impeachment. She has done nothing. She's going to go down as one of the worst speakers in the history of our country.
Let me just say, it's Sunday morning. I'd like to talk about some more pleasant subjects than the erratic nature of this president of the United States, but he has to know that every knock from him is a boost. He's the president who said, I should have impeached George Bush because of the war in Iraq. And now he's saying, I'm obsessed. I held off on this because, frankly, I said, Donald Trump is not worth impeachment.
You did say that.
He's not worth it. But when he crossed that line on Ukraine, he violated the Constitution in such a way that could not be ignored.
And you,
so again, I don't like to spend too much time on his crazy tweets because everything he says is a projection. When he calls somebody crazy, he knows that he is.
All the Sunday morning talk, she's praying for the president. She said, this didn't sound so kind shortly after that. Roll that one.
We are in court on the witnesses. It could take a very long time.
But you pulled back the subpoena on John Bolton.
Well, we have that, but on the other witnesses, we have been in court, and we haven't eliminated the possibility of ever subpoenaing going forward with Bolton. But he has said in this two-week period, that was another piece of progress that we made, that he would respond to a subpoena from the United States.
Okay, don't go away, folks. Don't go away. It gets better. She kind of reveals her whole
operandi
here. I will do that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables, too, for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hello, I'm Jim from IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum, stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Panic in the streets of Tehran. Tehran police reportedly firing live rounds at demonstrators who were protesting against the government there yesterday. They're angered by the government's admission of having shot down a Ukrainian passenger jet with a missile. There were 176 people aboard. Over 80 of them were Iranians, and most of them were students.
The killing of Iran's top general reportedly was authorized by President Trump 7 months ago. NBC News is reporting that Trump was signing off on killing General Qassem Soleimani if Iran's aggression resulted in an American death. Soleimani was killed in a drone strike in Iraq 10 days ago after an American contractor was killed in Iraq by Iranian-backed militias. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Be the Buffalo. Most folks within the sound of my voice don't need to be told that because they do it already. They just, unless they've heard a little bit about the Buffalo's heritage of always going into the storm when everyone else is going the other way. Who else does that? Firefighters do that. Law enforcement does that. Right? Incident happens. You're how do I get out of here? Where do I go? They come in. Snowplow drivers, they, you know. Snowstorm, they can't hunker down. They got to go out in it. Move snow. That's the Be the Buffalo spirit. Oasis Petroleum and their team, they have it in every fiber of their being. That's why they've become one of the top oil producers in North Dakota, in the Bakken, sight to behold. And they celebrate all of the heroic Be the Buffalo-like traits of North Dakotans. See something, let us know. Be the Buffalo 24-7 hotlines, 855-200-1776. Love hearing any examples of that Be the Buffalo spirit. All right, so you back this up just a hair. This is Nancy Pelosi yesterday on This Week with David. I was going to say with David Brinkley. I'm dating myself now.
Yeah, you are.
George Stephanopoulos, and it is interesting to me that reveals a little bit of what this is all about with her, what she's trying to do. She acts like, you know, the tweets don't bug her. She acts like, the president's victories politically and everything else don't bother her. But that's clearly not the case. And in the earlier clip I played, she was, it's Sunday morning. I don't want to talk about all this stuff. But look what she decided to talk about on Sunday morning. Go ahead and roll that.
From the United States Senate. But the fact is that the president of the United States, again, quite different from President Clinton. President Clinton allowed the witnesses to come forward. President Trump has prevented that from happening.
Why not wait for the courts to rule?
Well, because it'll be how long do the courts take? We have confidence in our case that it is impeachable, and this president is impeached for life, regardless of any gamesmanship on the part of Mitch McConnell. However, that could still come to bear. But we're confident in the impeachment, and we think that it is enough testimony to remove him from office. However, we want the American people to see the truth. And why are they afraid of the truth?
Why are they afraid of the truth? Did you hear the way she said that, though? This president is impeached for life.
For life.
Yeah. Her Sunday morning warm fuzzies kind of went away there, didn't they? By the way,
definitely.
A lot of people, including Kevin McCarthy, the House Majority Leader right now, believe the reason Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic establishment delayed the impeachment proceedings coming from the House to the Senate were why? Why did they delay it? Joe Biden. Two words for you, Joe Biden. They don't like the fact that Bernie Sanders is leading. And they're saying the timing, because, mind you, it's going to pin down all of the elected senators into February.
You know what I took out of that, too, is, well, why not wait for the courts to decide? She's thinking the courts will take longer than November.
Blow my strategy.
Yeah. That'll blow the, he'll get elected then. It
blows the strategy.
Re-elected, yeah.
And, you know, they didn't, if they, they can try and use that. It's a game, folks. It's all a game. And I don't doubt that there's stuff going on even on Biden's behalf. That's how they work. That's how they totally work. So just a little food for thought there for you, folks. 24 before the top of the hour. Get to have a Monday chat with one of our regular guests on the program. Leads the Lignite Energy Council. Jason Bohr is back. Jason, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you back on the program. As I said earlier, Jason represents the industry that provides affordable, reliable energy. I mean, that's that is a very important component to our economy, to our way of life, and certainly the reliability in North Dakota. It gets cold, it gets hot, very important as well. So we really appreciate what this industry does. I don't know that you get the credit due for it, you know. But because we sort of take those things for granted when they're there decade after decade after decade. But they are important, and we certainly thank the industry for that for sure, Jason.
Yeah, you know, in some ways we're like the ag industry. You go to the supermarket, you grab your food, you go home and you enjoy it. You don't realize all that hard work that has to happen every day of the year that those farmers are doing to make sure that food gets to you the same way. You know, you flick that light switch, you plug in your phone, you don't think of everything. All of that work that has to go on behind the wall, behind the plug to make that possible and make your life better. It is, there's a lot of unsung heroes operating for us.
It's one of the reasons that I talk about it whenever I talk about this industry, because it is just too easy to take it for granted and when it would go away. You know, something I wonder about, Senator Kevin Cramer had the head of the Space Force here last week in Grand Forks, and you know, the amount of attacks that are attempted, the amount of potential to do harm rests a lot of times in space, like with shutting down our grid, as an example. As we sit here today, you know, what kind of comfort do you have on the integrity of the grid, the precautions in place to protect it? I mean, it's such a critical piece of our infrastructure, and obviously reliability issues can lead to grid breakdowns, but certainly, you know, terrorist attacks and other shenanigans can as well. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, really, there's a couple different threats that are potentially going to be directed against the grid. Some of them are physical, right? You've got just the physical infrastructure itself, which could be susceptible to an attack. You know, get a group of people and they start trying to blow things up or take things out. Our industry has developed pretty good protocols to defend against that. I think they have worked with our federal regulators to make sure that the physical infrastructure itself has appropriate hardening to make sure that you can't just drive a truck up alongside a substation or, you know, drive a truck up alongside the power plant and these types of things. But they've also hardened the cyber infrastructure, you know, the control mechanisms that are anything that's connected to the Internet has got to be certified. And there's a federal there's a national lab that works with our utilities to test their infrastructure to make sure that their computer systems, if they are online, are sufficiently hardened that some bad actors can't, I mean, for lack of a better term, hack into our grid and start shutting things down. That type of thing has happened overseas. There's been a couple examples where hackers have shut down infrastructure or locked up infrastructure and said, hey, we'll unlock your power plant or we'll unlock your infrastructure if you pay us, you know, this ransom. But there's a very good partnership between our federal regulators and our grid operators and our generators to make sure that that infrastructure is as hardened as it can be and that those that risk of attack is minimal.
So, we're getting, I mean, it sounds to me like you're pretty comfortable with the plan in place, and we continue to get better and evolve and, you know, all the time, huh, with new technology?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't ever say there's no possibility that this is going to happen, but it's been a success story that our infrastructure is to the point where that's not the first thing that we worry about anymore. You know, we're in a pretty good place security-wise.
So if that isn't the first thing you worry about, what's on your mind? What are you most revved up about heading into 2020 for the industry?
You know, it's sad to say that our biggest fears come from our own government. That's really a sad state of affairs when a country, many of our politicians have decided that they would rather not be energy dominant, that they would rather turn energy leadership over to other countries, and they'd rather keep billions and trillions of dollars of wealth and prosperity in the ground instead of making people's lives better for them. So our biggest fear is that Congress or a new president would renew attacks on the coal industry that were going on over the last 8 years before this president was elected.
Yeah, and, you know, you really look at the potential of what could be, right? Ahead in 2020, certainly worry. I probably should have asked you before we got to 2020 a little bit about 2019. But what do you see as the major achievements of 2019?
Yeah, you look back where we've been in the past and trying to continually increase the efficiency of our power plants, push our technology in the future, make our products always cleaner, more affordable, more reliable. We've made great strides in 2019 of evaluating and eventually we hope deploying carbon capture technology at the Young Station here in North Dakota. It's something that everybody ought to be interested in, including those voices on the left who say, hey, you got to do something about climate change. We're responding to that concern and saying, can we do something about carbon dioxide in a way that doesn't increase costs across the board to all of our consumers? That's one of our big success stories from 2019 is we've made progress on capturing CO2 from one of our power plants. It's been a great year for that.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing about Project Tundra for a long time, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And then beyond Project Tundra, you know, we made 2019 focusing on new markets for the lignite industry, for instance, electric vehicles. We got a new electric vehicle advocacy group up and running in North Dakota to be able to say, what do we need to make electric vehicles a new transportation option for people? You know, not fighting with gasoline or internal combustion powered engines, but let's give North Dakotans more options in their lives through electric vehicles. And then we've increased our R&D funding as well. So across the board, it's been a successful 2019.
A legislative session coming up. First of all, look back. Any positive impacts over the last year and things that previously were a priority for the legislature, and what do you expect going forward?
Yeah, you know, especially in North Dakota, we had some legislative victories, this Operation Prairie Dog that several people have talked about. It increased our pool of available R&D funding. It has the potential to increase and tighten our partnership with the oil industry and saying, can we use that CO2 that we're interested in capturing? Can we put some money toward enhanced oil recovery in the oil fields and make everybody's lives better? And then, you know, over in Minnesota, that state has a different view on what you ought to be doing with coal and even natural gas and oil and pipelines. We're just trying to make sure that they understand the benefits to Minnesota that North Dakota coal and electricity industry provides, and asking them, hey, let us continue to operate, make our product cleaner, reliable, and we'll keep your lights on in Minnesota.
Take a short break. When we come back, we'll look ahead a little bit into 2020 as well. Minnesota has a legislative session that'll get underway pretty quick here. Just talked a little bit about North Dakota. And by the way, speaking of what some of these government leaders would do to an industry and your pocketbook, Elizabeth Warren How Our Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. The author David Bansett on that topic later this week.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old, with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's TiogaMD.org.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do it if you try.
Mind 11 before the top of the hour. I've not done this before, but today's one of those days, and maybe it was just because we had a lot of Bison stuff last week with the big national championship and everything down there. But I feel like there's about 500 topics trying to explode out of my head here, and I can't figure out what to talk about. So I narrowed it down to three, and I'm going to turn it over to our listeners. So just text me, okay? Text me, if you would, at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Patch Todd in there, if you would, Daniel. And here... Oh, there he is. What? There he is. There he is.
Left.
All right, so here's the question. Which of these three topics would you rather we talk about? And you get to talk about them, too, starting next hour. Okay? Starting next hour. Did you see what happened in Texas over the weekend? They became the first state to say, we will not be taking new refugees. Now, this isn't anything in the way of a crisis, because the numbers coming in total are like 18,000-19,000, and that'll be divided up among a number of places. But this is raising this whole debate, same thing we've gone through here in North Dakota. Should we talk about the refugees, Texas, LSS, North Dakota? Iran. Unbelievable what's going on there, folks. Unbelievable. You see the news this weekend on the protests? Iranians want reform. I think Democrats in Congress have more support for the mullahs than the Iranians do, for crying out loud. So it looked pretty evident this weekend. Or my personal favorite, would you like to talk about Megxit? We could talk about Megxit. Why are you laughing? It's a big story. I think it's just rich. I love it for many reasons. But anyway, you decide. Text me, 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. More with Jason Bohr from the Late Night Energy Council after Todd tells us about his ride.
Well, you know, as we get the colder, did you notice the weather coming up here, double digits below zero again? I know, right?
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Just let it happen. Yeah,
it was 66 above where I was over the weekend. But anyway, if you stop by SchweinbuergGMC.com, you can have a heated steering wheel. You can have heated seats. And if it's going to be too cold to shop, it's not. It'll be 70-degree comfort with the indoor used car sale coming up this weekend. More on the way. SchweinbuergGMC.com.
Back with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council. So we're wrapping up 2019 and looking ahead to 2020. One thing I think folks would learn a ton from, if they took the time to add this to their podcast list, is this new feature you're doing, which is sort of a deeper dive into the late night industry, but really gives you a lot of information and background that would give you a comfort level to be able to talk to people about this, because we know well this industry is constantly under attack. People pick up a talking point here and there. So how are the podcasts working?
It's working good. So we started this podcast last year just because, there's a lot of people who listen to podcasts more and more, whether you're on the road driving to your work or whatever. And we thought there's an opportunity there to have longer discussions about the topics that you and I sometimes talk about on these radio shows. And so you can find it either through your whatever podcast app you use, whether it's Apple Podcasts, whether it's Spotify. You can find it on our website. Just go to Lignite and look at the What is Lignite portion. And what we're doing is talking about those types of things that just more in-depth. So if you want to talk more about the fertilizers that are being made at Dakota Gasification, Synfuels, if you want to talk more about electric vehicles and how that happens, if you want to talk about just more what is Lignite coal itself, where does this whole process start? That podcast gives you an opportunity, 10 to 30 minutes, depending on the topic, and just really improve your knowledge and awareness of the importance of Lignite to the state of North Dakota.
We touched earlier on the grid question, and I want to just quickly come back to that, because a story I saw recently talked about the potential for a magnetic pulse attack, and I've talked about this before in the air. It's one of those that just it would be basically space. If something like that happened, is that a threat to the grid?
Yeah, that's probably one where I don't want to say bigger threat, lesser threat, but that is certainly a threat that was not on our radar, maybe 25, 30 years ago. You start looking about the possibility of a bad actor detonating a nuclear device up in the stratosphere. It creates this huge electromagnetic pulse that goes down and travels along the wires. That is it's a concern. I don't think that anybody has 100% accurate understanding of what that does to the grid. There's some speculation that could shut down, you know, 90% of our electronic devices. That is the role that we need a space force to understand and protect us from, because, you know, I talked earlier about hardening our systems from hackers. An electromagnetic pulse is not a hacker. It's a different type of attack, and I don't think we understand 100% what is necessary to defend against those types of things. And we know that the Iranians and others are looking at it.
Really an act of war. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quickly, the Drive Electric ND Coalition has been working on getting more infrastructure in place. How's that coming?
There's going to be a lot more charging stations next year in this state. If you have an electric car next year, your life is going to look a lot different, a lot easier.
Good stuff, Jason. Thanks for the update very much. And, you know, an industry constantly under attack, a lot of times for the feds, in the federal level. That's one of the reasons that all of us that enjoy affordable, reliable energy should be allies. Get that podcast. You'll learn a ton about CO2 storage and more. Thanks so much, Jason. Appreciate
it. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.